up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Chance Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Segway, hope you're happy. This is your boy N.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Chance motherfucking podcast. Make you
know.
And right now, y'all know, come over here. Listen, y'all know I give a crazy intro, but before I give the intro, I want to, you know, give respect to the people who've been following us. We got 3 million, I don't know if they're unique visits, or is they unique, EFN?
It's unique, motherfucking listen.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers that got this job, they went to college, they went to journalism school, they used to get their finger popped in their butt, and we don't do that. We straight up street dudes, and we motherfucking controlling the area. And let's just make some noise for them 3 million motherfucking dudes. And listen, we know we love record label. So listen, people, we need everybody. If you're gonna talk over here because we piss on the mic. But listen, people, we know we love record label stories and record label, and we got two of the most controversial record labels in existence right now. We got people that was involved with Death Row Records. Let's make some noise for Death Row Records when it was popping. And we also got G-G-G-G-G Unit!
Stories.
So listen, man, this is crazy, man. Daz, I'm gonna start with you, Daz.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I seen you on the internet the other day saying somebody was biting your style.
Okay. Oh, DJ Mustard.
Oh, DJ Mustard? Is that what happened?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what happened,
you know what I'm saying?
Daz?
It's like, oh, man.
Go ahead.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Publishing companies, you know what I'm saying? We got the same publishing company, so Sony try to X us out and give all the publishing to them. And which they didn't give us none. And we got 50% of the song, which is Who Got Some Gangsta Shit, and Old Girl song, which
boom,
is on
boom, boom.
Motown. So I just say,
boom, boom.
Pay me, collect. You hear me?
Now,
so,
have you ever met Mustard?
Yeah, we seen each other, you know what I'm saying? But you know, they can all.
Is he from Cali too?
Yeah, from Inglewood.
Okay, that's what's up. So now, yeah, yo.
What's
I'm
up?
Gonna take it to you. How many people have you shot, yeah, yo?
Oh, nah, man.
You shot a lot of people. You shot a lot of people.
Please don't shoot nobody, man.
Let's make some noise with you and these gangsta.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Now, Corrupt Young Guardian.
You know, I'm here.
We need some of that moon rock. We need some of that moon rock.
Listen, you know, I got it.
Let's get straight into it, Corrupt. How did you invent this moon rock thing?
I mean, you know, it was my partner, you understand me, Dr. Zodiac. He came with that, with these chemists.
Shout out to Dr. Zodiac.
Yeah, he had those chemists, man. We put that thing together, man. We came with this miracle magic. You understand me? Intertwine this hash with this.
Yo, but why California weed is better than New York weed? Like, when you come
their
out.
Their weather is better, too. Let's make some noise for California. The weather.
My man Funk, what's that
it's
shit?
Weed everywhere around here.
White head cookies. And where's the other shit?
That's what people invent.
Yo, I was at In-N-Out Burger all day smoking that shit, man.
You know, now
I'm finna.
Animal style.
Animal style.
We trying to find the recipe. They don't got that shit
now,
in New York.
Now I'm finna have a moon rock with that Gorilla Glue.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So now with the moon rock, what is that created with? Is that
that's a hash oil infused in it.
Okay.
OG Kush is the base core. You understand me? With that, we batter it like chicken when you cook chicken.
Wow.
Put it in a bag and
wow.
Understand me? Goodness. Batter it in that Keith.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we smoke some moon rock on the show?
I mean, you
yes,
know,
you can.
We
can
could,
smoke
but
whatever
you know,
want
I didn't bring
show.
It out here, guys, because we flew. Yeah.
Now, Daz, I've never got a Daz beat. I'm in the business of getting a Daz beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need a Daz beat.
I'm with it.
You know, I ain't realize how much shit you produced, my dude.
For real.
Like, you're it's Dre in you, to me.
Yeah.
To me,
I learned from Dr. Dre. So
that's a beautiful thing.
I ain't mad at you.
Whoa. That's a beautiful thing. What's one of your favorite joints you produce, Dad?
Shit, all right, Ambitious of a Rider.
I knew you was gonna say that. Let's make some noise. For MJ.
That was the first record that Pop did when he came home.
Get the fuck out of here.
Daz called me. I woke up, Daz called me. I said, what's up, cuz? He's like, look, I'm here. Pac is home. I said, what? No, he's not. He said, come to the studio. I went to the studio. Daz and Superfly. They was the one. Boom, 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 boom. Damn. Boom, boom, boom. Daz was on the drum.
Damn, I said, oh my God, where did
Pac at? And Pac came out. Ambitions of a Rider was the first song.
Pee Wee Herman.
Wait, hold on. We need to hear the story.
So if you listen to Pee Wee Herman,
let's make some noise for that.
Damn, it goes the Pee Wee Herman.
Now, also in the building, we got Capone. He ain't got a mic. You got to share with Capone.
Oh, what's up, man?
This is the first time seeing them DPG.
Everybody, they don't know we've been cool for years, but they haven't seen us in the same building at the same time. So I had to ask my boy Capone to fly out. But now, when I think of that, I think of you, because next to him, when he came home from jail, you was the flyest nigga that came home from jail.
Yeah, I was.
You came home from jail. Capone came home from jail with a mink coat, a Benz, tour bus, limo, and the top floor of the Marriott.
Listen, hip hop did a lot for me, man, and I got to shout out 50, because
let's make some noise for 50 Cent, goddamn it. Hold on. 50 came to left rack the other day.
I got to shout out Eminem.
Eminem. You got the worst horn ever, brother.
Hip hop did a lot for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, to come home and be embraced like that. You know what I'm saying? G-Unit was the biggest thing moving at that time.
Yes, yes.
The Free Yayo movement was crazy.
Yes.
But, you know, I respect dudes like you, Chris Lighty, Pound. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been, like, for me, I had, like, my biggest moments in hip hop already.
Right.
Like, I love hip hop, but I had my big moments. I've been in the studio with M. Right. I've been in the studio with Dre. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I had so many big moments in hip hop that I just loved the game. Even y'all, nigga, like CNN War Report. I want to hear another one, man.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Your first single. That was my favorite record for like 2 years.
Was that the dance? Why you stop doing that dance? That dance is hard. Why you stop doing that dance? That dance was banging. I was on the run.
Like, I got stories. We go hit stories.
Let's hit the stories.
I ran into Shook stories. We got those.
Right.
We got the Ja Rule stories.
Okay. Right.
We got those.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, what y'all want me to get into? What y'all want to talk about?
You want to talk about your success?
Same similar story.
Now, we're going to come right back to G-Unit, but Daz and Corrupt, y'all was on, like, this is, yo, my man, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to need y'all to be a part of this conversation because we can hear it. I got the headphones. I can hear it in my headphones. So everybody, let's all participate over here, please. Please, don't listen. This is the most legendary podcast ever. Please, let's make this the best. Now, Daz and Corrupt, y'all was on the most controversial label ever.
Yes.
Death Row.
Mm.
How was that every day in Death Row?
Somebody was getting their ass whooped.
It was really beatdowns happening like that? Let's get into the beatdowns, Daz.
I mean, you know.
I really want to hear this.
You know, Mary J. Blige was on Death Row, right?
No, oh, I did not know this.
So she was managed by Suge Knight. Sharon Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? They was there with us every day, you know what I'm saying? So some motherfucker came in and said, hi, Mary. But they whooped the shit out of her.
Wait, just for saying hi to Mary? Let's make some noise for them niggas whipping ass.
It was just something every day, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, boy, I tell you this much, you come in there, cuz, you better be ready. Like, get down.
And then for y'all, because y'all Crips.
We family. Right. You know, everybody in their family, but if you was, like, coming in outside, boy.
You was in trouble. See, they loved us because
we
was younger than them, right? Okay. But all of us was Crips. Uh-huh. They loved our heart, though. I'm going to be honest, because sure. They was like, these little niggas is hard, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mama. Hey, right. Blood, these niggas is hard right here. I like these little niggas right here. You know what I'm saying?
Now, was there ever gang tension in there, or when y'all came there, the only money was green?
Always.
I mean, the only color was green.
It was always gang tension.
It was always gang, right?
From different neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Niggas came to the PN together.
Because you from Long Beach, right?
I'm from Long Beach. You from L.A., they from Compton.
And you from Crenshaw.
I'm from 60s.
60s. Oh, that's the hardest. Let's make some noise for the hardest gang in L.A. And the richest. I heard it as the richest, too. Them niggas got mad money.
Continue.
So how did y'all conduct business, like?
I mean, it was always business because, you know, we the masterminds behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we say go, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be honest, man. You know, in the beginning, it was real cool, man. Suge, he really pushed for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Most of you was like our father, you know what I'm saying? And shit like that, you know what I'm saying? We was young kids.
Every time I went to jail, he got me the fuck out. I know that motherfucker.
Wow. Man. Let's make some noise for Suge getting niggas out of jail. Now, yo.
I got a sugar encounter.
Let's get to the sugar story. Let's go. What happened?
I got a sugar encounter. It's like my very first time in L.A.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar. You know, I'm a New York nigga. It's my first time, you know, coming to L.A. And we was doing it in the club. Video shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So, Shook pull up, right?
Yup.
Close that door.
Yeah, we gotta close that door.
Right? So we do it in the club. We do it in the club. Y'all gotta close that door.
You gotta close that door.
Serious, what's up, honey? All right. Y'all gotta close that door, please.
All right, and be quiet when you come in here.
So look, we doing the...
And this is not... Do not ass on the floor. All right, continue.
We doing the in the club video shoot, and you know Dre is there. M is there. So Shook just come out of nowhere like Houdini type shit. Like he's an intimidating cat, you know what I mean? So he had the, at the time, I think it was the 118th Street crew. Like, this is the first time
I've seen... That's the Mexicans?
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen
a
nigga.
Oh, yeah, the 18th Street.
Look, this is the first time I ever seen a nigga from L.A. with a tattoo on his forehead, tattoo on his eyes, 18th Street, killer, this, that. He had all these niggas, and everybody came outside, 50M, and it was just... I thought it was going to go down, but...
Excuse me, y'all, you got to be quiet back there.
Okay. I thought it was going to go down, but I guess it just didn't go down. You know what I'm saying? But I got stories, man. Like,
we want to talk about the
Ja Rule shit. Like, Ja Rule is lucky to be alive.
All right.
I'm going to keep it real for you, bro.
Oh, my God.
Ja Rule.
We trying to change the subject.
His brother. All them niggas is lucky to be alive, because when we was in the Hit Factory, I got stabbed right here in my pinky, right here. And I got stabbed right here in my hand. So we was in the studio, Hit Factory. Now, I'm new to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this is when the rap game was crazy. You had niggas like Jack running around, Scooter, you know, crazy L.A. niggas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Niggas ran up in the Hit Factory, but the only thing that saved Ja Rule life is that the .45 that me and 50 had with no safety was in the other room. Cause if me and him would have had that, it would have went down in the Hit Factory. It would have been like a Troy Ave situation, my nigga. It would have been crazy.
Troy Ave, hold your head, baby. Hold your head, Troy Ave. Right, it got awkward.
It
would have
got crazy, but you know, niggas ran up in there. We getting it on.
That door gotta close.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ran up there. We getting on. It ain't nothing. Ain't nobody press no charges.
Like, now, this, now let me ask you something.
Hold on. Okay. This is what
all
I'm
right, you gotta finish. All right,
for the point, ain't nobody press no charges. Oh, okay. No real niggas press no charges. Mm-hmm. 50 ain't pressing no charges. Mm-hmm. Tony Yayo ain't pressing no charges. Mm. You had Clark Kent DJ in there. Right? His name is DJ Giz. You understand what I'm saying? He pressed charges, got his lawsuit, got his money, did whatever he did. Nobody ever pressed no charges against Murder, Inc. Niggas is real niggas. Niggas is really in the streets.
Right.
Like I said, if that gun would have been in that room, it would have been Tony Ayo locked up, 50 Cent locked up, and Ja Rule and Murder, Inc. dead.
Now, Fat Joe had beef with 50 and they squashed right. it. How'd you feel about that?
I felt good because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you from Chris Lee.
Right. That's
like,
right.
You know what
that's
I'm
right.
saying?
Let's
like,
make some noise for that.
Rest in peace. Let's make some noise for Chris Lee. Yep. I just feel like with rap, it's a competition thing. You know what I'm saying? It was never, you know what I'm saying? I rocked with Fat Joe since right. Jealous Once Envy.
Now, you a loyal nigga, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a loyal
because
nigga, yeah.
I'm a fan of hip-hop. Right. I ain't a nigga that just right. jumped on a bandwagon, right. listen to y'all shit. Right. Hey, you know, New York, everything. Right. Hey, brand right. of hip-hop, every genre of hip-hop.
Right.
So it's like, with the Fat Joe situation, I'm kind of glad it got squashed.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
You don't want to worry about a million Puerto Rican yeah. niggas from the Bronx.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. That's right,
you know
that's,
what
right,
I'm
that's right, that's right, that's right.
I heard the Pistol Pete nigga was real. Like, I'm gonna give it up. Yeah, I heard the Pistol Pete nigga, like a couple of niggas was up north with him. And heard of, cause I'm in the streets, so I'm in tune to the streets. So I heard
and you was getting locked
on.
Up a lot, too.
Yeah, right.
Let's make some noise if you're getting locked up a lot.
Still here.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, time out. Let me stop these people. Listen, well, all you motherfuckers here, and only four people clapping, I'm gonna keep it real. Come if on. You don't wanna clap, you can exit.
Yeah,
exit. Right. This is a classic episode.
It's the number one podcast.
Continue, yeah.
But I just feel like I've been a fan of Fat Joe since Jealous One's Envy.
That's what's up, man. It's
you
good for hip hop.
So
this is
like,
all good for hip hop.
But you know, hip hop is always competition.
Uh-huh.
You know how New York City uh-huh. is, and you know, I'm glad that shit is squashed. Rest in peace to Chris Lighty.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that was the pioneer of this shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Doing this shit since the tunnel. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen.
The tunnel was like Rikers Island.
My tunnel was like Rikers Island.
It was like Rikers Island. No chain, no shoes. You got
they take your shoes off when you walk through the door.
So it's like, for a nigga Chris Lighty, I seen, you know, deal with y'all, Foxy, 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought it was good for hip-hop, man. Shout out to Fat Joe.
Let's make some noise for Yeah, Yo, No. I've been saving this question the whole time. You guys was a part of that Chronic album. This is hands down one of my top favorite albums of all time.
Hip-hop history.
And you guys was a part of that Chronic album. It's a two-part question. One, how did it feel about being a part of that album? And two, when y'all was making it, I heard stories of y'all saying y'all was all, like, didn't have a lot of money. But did y'all know y'all was making a classic? So you can answer it in which either two parts you want.
Hell no.
Me neither. I didn't know when I made the Warrior Boys a classic. But go ahead, continue.
Know you're making history because you're making it. It's like, man,
right.
we were starving, man. We that's how we made the Dog Pound. Snoop had the apartment on Franklin. We was just one bedroom. We stole for breakfast. We went to the store. Dad still a loaf of bread, little style, still some eggs, all that type of shit, bacon and
synchronize
shit.
Synchronize and hit the door.
Motherfucker, right. Go, pew, and come back, and we cook that shit up, cuz, and then we go to the studio. Then dad learned how to break into the studio, cuz. That's how we started to
what work.
And late at night.
Good. Hot wire elevator.
What? Hold on, tell me. I never heard this before
that's
in my life. You got hot wire.
Yeah, that was Solar Records.
Wow, Solar.
Dick Griffin.
Yeah. I remember
the Whispers,
that.
The Lake Show and all that shit. I would sneak up to the studio, grab one of the reels, that he had in the back and tape over that motherfucker. And then he coming in like, man, this motherfucker tape over the Whispers.
That's how me and Dabs could work because, you know, everything was Dog and Dr. Dre. So we sneaking that motherfucker late at night. But no, we didn't know we was making history. Man,
this is the
$1 million
question.
What?
Is the movie coming out?
Yeah, I heard about the movie.
I'm waiting on the movie, man.
Damn, Skip.
You know?
Tupac movie coming out. You know, my son.
Get out of here. Let's make some noise. Everybody. Your son is in that movie?
Yeah, he's playing me in the movie.
Oh, that's hard.
Shout out to your son, man. Movie.
Uh-huh.
He gonna play.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we waiting on that one.
And he
that's
got
all
daddy, and it's our movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But wait, Nori.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to be playing Nate Dogg, man. We talked about this shit.
Nah, man.
I can't be Nate Dogg. I don't look like Nate Dogg.
You can't sing, nigga.
Could Nate Dogg see out of his eyes?
You look like the old lady for What's Happening. Back to the chill out, Jack. Go ahead, back up. And back up. We heard Drew Hill around somewhere, too. Let's bring them up. Let's bring them up. Cisco with the thong song. How many bitches you fuck, Cisco, with the thong song? Listen, this is
how many bitches you fuck, man?
Cisco, what's going on, my brother? Listen, man. Go over there. You're shit. You gonna go in between the two gangsterous niggas and the West Coast?
They don't know that Daz did production on. Daz was the one DJing on Rat a Tat Tat when it goes, that was Daz.
That
DJing.
Shit crazy.
Rat a Tat Tat.
I didn't even know he did
an addition
to a rider.
Nah, I knew that. But now, Daz, I seen you on Fly TV.
Yeah.
You spoke about Miss LA. And you pointed out the fact that Miss LA had a baby by Dr. Dre.
You call that in the hood?
Hold on. You pointed out that Miss LA had a baby by Dr. Dre, had a baby by Suge, and was rubbing on Tupac in the studio.
What do you call a girl like that?
I don't know. What y'all call it in LA? Because I want to use y'all words. Okay, Cisco. Nokia. Oh. Nokia, you gave us beats, baby. Let's make some noise for Nokia. Goddamn. I want you to keep it real with us.
What's up?
We seen you had a fight the other day, right? Or Jagged Edge? Is this true?
That wasn't a fight. Ain't nobody throw no hands.
Oh, this is a
scuffle.
Okay. How much
skirmish.
Okay. Let me just ask you one question. How much pussy did you get off the thong song?
A lot of pussy.
I don't know if you could quantify it in actual numbers.
You ain't say quantify.
And you ain't have a DM back then.
How much juice?
Exactly. So they weren't sliding in your DMs. They were sliding in your face. What happened?
Absolutely.
What happened?
Man, they still playing that joint today.
Yeah. Yo, is your publishing checks crazy?
They nice.
Yeah. No, yo, did you hear me?
All my jewels is real.
That song was like detrimental to you being existence.
As a solo artist. But we was already multi-platinum before I even did that.
Is that when you got the blonde hair?
You was on the album.
I was on the album. That's right. I came and performed and I came out late. You remember that day? I came out too late. Y'all niggas was killing it so crazy. I was just stood there and watched it. You know what I'm saying? So is that when you dyed the platinum hair? The thong song?
That was the platinum.
Because y'all niggas from Baltimore. Niggas don't know. Y'all niggas is hood as fuck.
Yeah.
Them niggas from Baltimore. Niggas is from the wire.
I grew up right in the middle of all this shit.
Drew Hill is a crack selling place.
We would get off the bus, come from school, and I'd be like, yo, y'all niggas gotta shut the fuck up. Because they gonna fuck y'all up. Y'all see that y'all get in the house.
Listen, at one point, New York niggas used to go to Baltimore and try to get money.
Yeah,
and Drew Hill was the park where it was a lot of crackheads in that park. At one point, I don't know if y'all cleaned up now.
So
when y'all called yourself Drew Hill, I automatically knew these niggas is hood niggas, and the people never heard of Drew Hill, they don't know that.
Every time you see that red house on the corner, that was on the wire, that was right next to my grandmother's house, so we get residual checks every time they show that.
They were serving drugs.
And then exactly what happened with Jagged Edge? What happened? Let's get to the point.
We was drinking.
Okay. That's not a fair one.
We was drinking.
These niggas is gangsters, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know. And then we just
started stumbling. And Jagged Edge some rough niggas, too, man.
But y'all boys.
Now, let's get to you, right?
So,
you got the mic?
I walked away unscathed.
Somebody else got hurt.
Because me and Gabon had a fight. I won for sure. When me and Vaughn had a fight. Now, yo.
Yeah.
We talked about Drew Hill's fight. How many people y'all beat up in G Unit? Like at the offices. I heard about y'all. Yeah, Southside in Manhattan.
We do got a list.
You got a list.
Being down with 50 is not like being down with like
Leo Combs.
Kanye or Jay-Z, it's not one of them niggas.
No, 51's like, beef.
50, yeah, he goes at he's it. A street nigga. Yeah. Like I can't front. I can't take nothing away from 50. He put niggas in position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said, being in the studio with Dr. Dre, guys like these guys, legends, Snoop, you know what I'm saying? It was always a dream to me. Like, I reached my dream in hip hop already.
You know what I call it? Like, I'll be telling people, man, I reached the pinnacle of rap.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm telling you.
I did a song with everybody.
Yeah, once you in the studio with niggas like this and like M and Dre.
And you rhymed on a Dre beat before?
Yes.
Like, I never rhymed on a Dre.
I've been in the studio for the whole Get Rich or Die Trying.
My life sucks right now.
I did.
Hold on, man. I get too hot.
It was crazy for me because I don't know if they witnessed this in the studio, but Dre used to make 50 say a line like
50 times. I heard
50
that.
Times.
Corrupted right. About 300 times.
So he'd be like, say it like this. And I, it was just amazing to me.
Put some emphasis on it.
Right.
That, you'll lay the whole rap, right?
Right.
You'll be like, yeah. Dr. Dre be like, yeah, that's banging right there. So, but I want you to say what, like, what?
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna just redo that line, Dr. Dre. I'm gonna redo that. I'm gonna redo that line, Dr. Dre. No, just do the whole verse over.
Right. Huh? And then look, hold on. Being in the studio with M
over again.
I remember when 50 was doing Many Men. And Eminem,
classic record.
He did the footsteps, and he knew what movie the footsteps came from, and that was just amazing for me. Like he knew, like the footsteps, like
this guy over here.
Just
dude.
It was just amazing shit to me to be in the studio with these guys. Like, so like I hit my point. Madison Square Garden, Paris, Dubai, Africa. Yeah. I've been everywhere in the world. I've been around all the legends. Like I don't know, man. I just feel
I'm gonna
like,
be honest, cuz. Yeah.
I feel like y'all legends.
I'm gonna be honest, cuz. In every crew, there's that one nigga that everybody roll with that's just that hood nigga. You just roll with him, you love him to death. Wu-Tang, you got Raekwon, and you got Ghostface.
That's right.
And ODB. And G-Unit, you had Tony, cuz.
Yeah,
Tony you, was
there. Let's make some noise for Tony holding it down. Yeah.
Son, we was doing this all day.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. You gotta bring that dance back here, yo. You gotta bring that dance.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna front. I guess John Cena, bitch, and shit. You know John Cena in wrestling? He does this.
My son does it.
I'm like, you doing the Tony Yayo dance? But he ain't gonna John Cena. He owe you publishing.
I need some money, John Cena.
He owe you publishing.
Yeah, you get that cheese.
But if now, gave a fuck about him.
Now, Drew Hill.
Always be real.
Did Kevin Lau sign y'all? Did Kevin Lau sign y'all? Because he from Baltimore.
No, Kevin
was an intern.
Kevin came later on, and like Kevin, when they when everything started going corporate and like Island Black Music disappeared, you know, they came and scooped us up like right after we did the Rush Hour soundtrack. So that was like
I was on the Rush Hour soundtrack too, I think.
Yeah, that first one.
Def Jam was cutting checks back then. Yeah, let's make some noise for Def Jam.
We did the Rush Hour soundtrack at the time. We had gotten paid more than any other artist that had ever been on a soundtrack before.
Damn.
Now, they floors the hardcore to shoot the video.
Now listen, I gotta ask everybody this question. We're gonna start with you, Yayo, and we're gonna go all around. All of us has been independent, all of us has been major. Right. What do you prefer?
I mean, I feel like when you on a major, like when we had Interscope, we had the red carpet, we had MTV, you had a lot of people working for you. And I feel like when you go independent, it's just like a lot of more legwork and a lot more to do. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like more?
It's crazy. I like independent money, but I like the major promotion.
Agreed.
Dad.
I mean, I like independent, man.
You like independent?
It's like the dope game to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
I go take $2,500. press me up 5,000 CDs, maybe 50,000. You know what I'm saying? So the order's coming in 30,000, 40,000. I go press that up 90 days later. I want the money, man. Fuck the fame. Yeah. I'm riding Bentley. You know, it's everything, man. It's a great experience. Plus, I own it all. Right. You know, all 3,000 records, you dig, albums that I got. You know what I'm saying?
And you producing it, too.
So that's but then you got to look
at
this.
And you writing your own shit.
You got to look at this. You get the check for the CD. You get the check for the digital. Right. Now, this is the other part of the game.
That door got to close.
Register the song. Now you're getting writers and publishing. That's four checks.
Look how smart Daz is,
Now
he's mad smart.
He's on point. He's
four checks. Now, the fifth check, Sound Exchange.
I need to hang with you, man.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Hill.
Don't forget the license.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all as a collective force, what do you like better?
Well, I mean, like, honestly, me, like I got a different opinion about it because, you know, I went inside for, like, 8 years and, like, did and, like, worked in the monster for real. So it's, like, as an artist, once you get to see that side of it, it kind of, like, taints you for real because you, like, sitting there, like, yo, y'all been telling me this bullshit the whole time and that's what this shit really means for real. So, right. You know, I mean, it's a grind, but, you know, like it was saying, like, to know you own it all, and especially, like, for us, because we performing every week, so it's like we out there in front of the people. So it's like, you know, you want that promotion, and you kind of, you know, you miss it at first, but it's like, man, we've been doing it for 20 years, so it's like, how fucked up is it?
That's true. For real. Now, you got a different answer? You look like you wanted to say something different. Nah, keep it real. Your face was different. Come on, talk to the mic.
I'm new, you know what I'm saying? Right. For real, so, like, when I got in, it was
talk already, to the mic though, my brother.
It's already an independent thing, you know what I mean? So I really don't know about the majors, but you know what I'm saying? I'm the new guy in Drew Hill now. You know what I mean? Like you said.
Oh, so it's just three of y'all now?
Nah, no, Jazz is around here somewhere. I don't know where.
Okay, but, now Corrupt. I mean, you done? Corrupt. What do you like more?
I'm fucking with the majors, man. Yeah. Fuck the bullshit. Game over.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? The majors make you that brand. That brand is the money. Fuck the album and fuck the bullshit. The brand is the money because even after the majors, my nigga, I eat forever off that brand. You understand me? So my key is this here because Steven Tyler told Dog and all of us, you know, that's the problem with you rap guys. You fucking don't understand this is fucking rock and roll, Jack. You understand me? We get paid $1.5 million a show. So while the majors is making their money off our album, we triple that in 1 year, what they made off that album. Wow. Now they do these 360s. But we got a deal with no 360. All our show money is ours. All our merchandise is ours. Everything we do is ours away from the album. So, yeah, when they get that money from the album, they got to break it down like in so many pieces. You think they all getting rich like that, but they break it down in so many pieces between what that company is about.
Right.
And you get your little piece. But at the end of the day, you touring. Who was it? It was Mick Jagger. He said, man, the record labels be begging us to make an album, nigga. We don't make an album for 5 years, nigga. Fuck an album, nigga. We touring 8 months out the year, nigga.
See, I got
8 months at $1.5 million a gig, $2 million a gig, my nigga. Wow. And we touring over 8 to 10 months out the year.
They don't got no
year.
Beef with nobody.
No beef
There's
with
no
nobody.
Beef rock and roll.
There's no rock and roll.
No rock and roll beef.
And then that's not mentioning their
the merch.
The merchandise. That's not mentioning the people that's paying them to do these commercials and that
VIP
and all that shit. That's money.
Now,
add
Capone,
up $1.5 million in 1 week.
Okay. Now, wait, Capone, what's yours?
A little bit different.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I recorded my album myself. And sold it back to Def Jam. So a lot of people don't know that Thong Song, all that was under my label.
So that was, good job.
So, you know, that was a lot of the controversy.
11
on
million,
how,
that all went to you. Let's make some noise for you.
A lot of money.
But yeah, I mean, because, you know, with the guys, we learned, we came right out of high school into the industry, so we learned a lot of hard lessons.
Right.
And, you know, bam, I came to Def Jam basically with my
whole project with the exception of maybe one or two songs. Mm.
Good job.
Now Capone, we're gonna ask you.
Job,
what do you like more, independent or major?
I mean, I came up in the 90s, so, you know, you got to realize that in that era of music, the label was the machine.
Right.
Machine.
When you're dealing with a machine, you're dealing with somebody that, you know, that's going to back you, that's going to spend three. A lot of people ain't never seen $1 million budget video, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it real. Daz, you seen it. Yeah. Corrupt, you seen it.
It don't really cost $1 million, but they charge your ass $1 million.
No.
I will charge you $1 million.
Because he's flying Mr. Chow's in and all that. We know how that goes.
Right.
We know what I'm doing. But at the end of the day, now you can make... Now you can make that same $1 million video for $20,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Less than that.
Less than that.
Less than that.
All right, now, Corrupt, you have one of the most classic Vlad interviews ever. That was classic. Pass Corrupt the mic.
What was going on there?
You don't remember the Vlad?
What was going on there?
Yeah, you just spaced out, Corrupt.
We loved it.
You were like, we don't want your blocks, cuz. We love that, Corrupt. We love that. What happened during that?
I'm just saying, cuz. You know, I love New York, cuz.
Yeah.
You know, the bullshit got to stop, man.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
We love New York, and everybody knows it.
And New York love y'all.
And they was on my little nigga's head, man. They was on my little nigga Kendrick's head, cuz. And it's enough is enough.
It was a big misunderstanding.
Right. And when Vlad brought it up.
Right.
You know, that kind of pissed me off, cuz. Right. Don't ask me that. You already know what that is.
Now, we loved you for
standing
up. So
he hit the button, and I gave him what he wanted.
Let's make some noise for Corrupt.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Hold on, I gotta take the time out. We got CNN and Dog Pound here.
That's right.
I'm the motherfucking DJ here. I gotta ask the question that everybody wanted to know back in the days. When CNN did the LA joint, what was going on in y'all heads when that happened?
It was all bad.
Niggas and doing all other kind of shit, you know. You know what I'm saying? We just knew, you know, it was hip hop. Right.
No,
did y'all take it personal or not really?
No, it was all bad.
It was all bad. Keep it 100%. Keep it 100%.
That's what I want.
Because that's what I
want to
know.
My hip hop shit.
I got a story. I got a story, right? New York that came out, LA that came out, right? And then
you know what I'm trying to figure out? Which one is the nigga me putting in the trunk?
So we go to LA, right. And they're like, yo, you gotta go to the radio station. So I'm like, cool, but they like, you gotta come by yourself. So I'm like,
you was a brave nigga.
I'm in LA, right? But this is how I know the niggas is real niggas though. So I'm in LA, it's you, Snoop, Daz, Karam, all y'all niggas. I walk in the studio, I'm like, oh shit! I'm Dodo.
Right.
And the niggas was like, what up, nigga? Because the radio station told me I had to come up. You in jail, nigga. He looking at me like, I don't remember that. He was in jail. But listen. But that was the craziest shit. That's how I knew they was real niggas. They weren't tripping on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like that. And now I gotta ask you, you know, with all that, and we talking about the West Coast, East Coast, y'all had Game on your team. I thought y'all was the most powerful when Game was a part of y'all crew. I still feel like that.
With the Game situation, like, I never really understood it. Because I came home from jail and I just felt blessed. You know what I'm saying? I came home, I had a condo in Battery Park. I could see the Statue of Liberty.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm coming from Rikers Island to that. So it's like, 50, you my nigga. Banks, you my nigga. Game, you my nigga. Buck, you my nigga.
Right.
I didn't understand the rap game. You know what I'm saying? But I felt like Game had henchmen in his ear at that time.
Glacius, I hear you, Glacius. Please be quiet.
I feel like he had henchmen in his ear at that time. I felt like it was just bad blood from there. Like, I feel like Henchman was putting shit.
Because Henchman was like a guy that y'all ain't really messing with.
I didn't understand it.
Was Henchman?
Listen.
We ain't getting all that.
This is why I didn't. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This is why I didn't understand it. Game was a nigga from L.A. Henchman was a nigga that supposedly set up Pac from New York.
Oh, wow.
I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't get it. You know what I mean? 50 was a nigga in position. He gave Game some records. You know what I'm saying? And I heard this is how we do all these records before they came out. I'm just a loyal nigga. Like, I feel like it's a team. Game used to call my phone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I need you on this record. If you notice Game's first album, who's the only nigga from G-Unit that's on Game's album? I'm running. Tony Yayo.
Indeed.
Right? So it was never really a problem with the Game.
Right.
You know what I felt like niggas kind of probably went wrong with the Game? His man, God bless the day, his man Billboard got smoked. And he wanted niggas to come to the funeral when niggas was busy doing all kinds of shit. I don't know if niggas got in his ear. I don't know if it's the henchman shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just never understood.
But in your heart, did you ever want to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, try to put that together? Because at the end of the day, you're a general, a G-Unit.
Look, I'm just a loyal nigga. You understand what I'm saying? All the politics in the rap game, I never understood. I just was a nigga that came home. I used to sell drugs on 134, bum ass dirty nigga.
God,
you know what I'm saying? God, bro.
All right,
used to be on the block.
I sold drugs on 107.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I know, like, you know what I'm saying? So, me coming home, like I said, from Rikers Island to Battery Park, it was big for me. And I always respect 50. 50 done bought Bentleys for me.
Right.
Banks done came see me. You know what I'm saying?
Because the banks. Drama. Like, you had something to do with help putting that back together, right?
Right. I mean, I feel like Banks is always going to be my nigga.
Not Banks. I'm saying Banks. I mean Buck.
Yeah, Buck.
Banks. I'm sorry.
I mean, niggas is men. Niggas going to always argue. If niggas don't argue, then something's wrong, man.
Your relationship is
fixed. Something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like niggas going to argue. Niggas, it's the game. People's watching every move you make. Everybody got, you know, something to say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, as for them niggas, man, I love everybody, man.
Let's make some noise for Yayo loving that.
Woo! Oh, yeah! It's all about loyalty, my nigga. It's all about loyalty.
I came
home to a lot. That's why I'm always going to respect Fifth. No matter what we go through, or Banks or Buck or anybody, I'm always going to respect
real them. Niggas.
I came home to a good situation. Like I said, I done been to Paris. I've been to Dubai. I've been in the studio with Dre. I've been in the studio with M. 50. Like, I'm straight. Like, I for hip hop, I'm good. I could be dead and going tomorrow and they just be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot. I survived a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, rest in peace to Chinks. You see a nigga like Chinks that really didn't even have too many beefs and got taken out.
Right.
Because when you a rapper, you a fucking target.
Regardless.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I mean? You getting bitches, you getting money, you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? When you a rapper, you a target. You know what I'm saying? I've been with 50 since we was on a tour. A lot of people don't know, like, I was on the Nostradamus tour.
I remember that.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, like, I remember that.
Nas was a nigga like Queensbridge, the whole y'all niggas, like
me, 50,
right.
Nature, all was up, in Bearsville.
Yeah, I looked up to this. I remember when 50 was in the Columbia system. I remember how hard he worked, and I just always respected that and respected what niggas did. Like I said, I was on tour with Nas. Nostradamus tour.
That's hard.
Jungle,
Horse. That's my nigga.
Them niggas ain't know who I was. I was nobody, nigga. I'm gonna keep.
He was a shooter. Come
on. I'm just a nigga.
We know who you was.
I'm a nigga.
We know who you was.
I'm a nigga.
You an incognito nigga. We knew who you was.
I'm a nigga. We knew. Listen, I'm a nigga that was just chilling.
Before we wrap up,
I can tell you.
Let's get to that story. Let's get to it.
I'm on a tour with Nas, right? So you know how, you know, 50 had a bitch, whatever. I'm the nigga that's left in the lobby. You know, I'm in the lobby. I got the Movado.
With the one diamond in the top?
The Movado. No, that cream and them niggas gave 50 for Ja Rule chain. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to, like for real, I that's what I'm saying. 50's a real nigga. Like, it's a real situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that day in the Hit Factory, like I said again, them niggas could have got smoked.
Right.
Because niggas had the 45 ACP with no safety, nigga. Mm. And it was in a room with Tone and Polk, but they producing niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They ain't going to open the door if they hear some drama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if that gun was in this in that room, it would have been a totally different situation.
Okay, hold on, because Jack Thriller keep whispering in my ear that Drew Hill got to go, right? But he also whispered in my ear that Nokia... Your baby mama's Angie Martinez. How did that happen? Let's make too much for that. Let's make too much for that. Let's make too much.
This nigga Sting trying to get me talk about that situation. All I'm gonna say is this.
Right.
We have a beautiful son that's getting ready to you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be a teenager. Right. He'll be a teenager this week.
Right.
Shout out.
And that's it.
God bless you. God bless you.
Hold up. Hey. Before Drew Hill leave. This is DJ EFN. We one mic short tonight.
Yes, we are.
And Cisco, I just got to... You here, I got to take the opportunity to say this. I had a classic... I'm a mixtape DJ from Miami. Classic freestyle was at the Thong Song, I think Remix. Met the man Redman were there? South Beach?
Yeah.
That makes sense? Mm-hmm. All right. Redman gave me the illest freestyle ever on one of my mixtapes right there because I worked for Def Jam at the time.
Okay.
Mm. And then on the flip side... My ex-girlfriend did her debut music video gig at your shit. End of story. End of story.
I got to get back to this Angie Martinez.
Oh,
she is
super bad. I want to give it up one time for him cracking Angie Martinez. That's my friend, Angie. Angie, that's my friend.
Right.
That's my nigga. Angie's my nigga.
Angie plays no
this
games.
This is a Jack Drew aggression. I don't know why I got pulled into it, but I got pulled into it, man.
And Angie plays no games. That's why I can't understand.
You see,
I don't even understand how he crashed.
She's a great person. She plays no games. Jack Drew. It's Jack Drew.
Don't like nobody.
Happy birthday, Jack Drew.
Let's get back together. Now, hold on. Now, what was your favorite years of Death Row? You know what's crazy today? I watched y'all perform, right? And I heard y'all perform a record from 94.
Yeah, that's what it was,
94. 94, I was in jail. So that means to tell me, come on, y'all, let's quiet down. So that means to tell me that in 94, when I was in jail, y'all niggas already had classics. So what's your favorite year at Death Row? When everything was right.
Every one of them is up until 96.
That's where it ended.
I came out of jail, 96. This is true.
Yo, let me get a photo op.
Oh, come on, let's do it. In the middle of the podcast.
Right up
in the middle of the podcast. We all stand up. Come on. Let's do it. And we ain't editing this shit. Oh, my knees is bad. My knees is bad.
Mine too.
Yo, Drew Hill, thank y'all for coming through. Participating.
For sure.
We in. This is a moment right here.
This is a moment.
You got me? Make sure you get everybody.
You want the Pandora one?
I knew that was Jack Rollo.
That's the moment.
Panorama.
She said the Pandora.
Let's
take a regular one.
Regular one?
Turn it this way.
Drain, you got that good camera?
Drain got the wide lens.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Did you get it?
Yeah. We're leaving this in the podcast. So now, Tony Yayo.
What's up, man?
Yo, my brother, great seeing you, my brother. Thank y'all for coming through, man. Thank y'all, I really appreciate that. Cisco, I really appreciate that.
Cisco,
thank
you. You know we wanted that song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Me and Lyles got into it.
Yeah, we gotta do, we're gonna do another one. So now, okay, we leaving all this. This is why we number one. We leave all this dumb shit. Because you know why the fans. I like you. Your horn duty is. Your horn duty is good. His horn duty is good. So now, yeah, yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
Y'all had Olivia on.
Right.
G Unit. How was it working with Olivia?
Real quick, you guys.
I'm good. Get out.
Olivia was. It was cool.
We recording, guys.
Recording. Calm down. Get it quiet in here.
Yeah, let's get it. I love this. I love this.
Fucking
we got
quiet
the guests helping out.
You brought up some other shit. Like,
yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah, we bringing up Olivia. You told me to bring up Olivia too.
Now,
he
Olivia
did.
Olivia was
this Jack
always cool.
Yeah.
But they had an option. I don't know. I heard there was an option between Keisha Cole and Olivia.
No, y'all was gonna sign Keisha Cole.
I don't know. I
y'all
was locked up.
Y'all fucked up.
But I like Keisha Cole.
Y'all fucked up.
I like Olivia.
Y'all
I heard there was an option to sign Keisha Cole.
Right. Wow.
She was, you know what I mean?
Wow, that's crazy. That fucked me up right there.
It's a lot of shitty shit I've seen in hip hop. Like, I mean, like, I remember our first time when we was in Atlanta and all the shit happened with Ja Rule, 50 Punch Ja Rule.
You keep going back to this.
Nah,
story.
Nah.
You
50
keep
was
going back.
On Ja Rule.
Oh, man.
But look, he punched Ja Rule in the eye.
Oh, man.
And, I the story.
I wanted to be drama.
I remember Ludacris was the radio nigga.
Chris Lover.
He was Chris Lover.
Chris Lover.
And I seen him blow. So you just, like, never know what you're going to see in the game, man. I experienced a lot, like seeing a lot. Like I said, being on tour with Nas, fucking experiences in the studio.
Because y'all said y'all favorite years of Death Row was every year up until '96. So what was your favorite years at G Unit?
I would say coming home, the free year.
Coming home.
You know, being on Rikers Island.
Now, Capone used, I'm sorry, I want you to get in this story because people be telling me I cut people off.
No, it's cool.
But Capone used I Just Came Coming Home for like 4 years.
Right.
He was like, every time somebody said, yo, you know, he was like, I'm just coming home. He was like, ah, you got to do it for Capone.
But look, when he came
how long
home,
did you use
look,
it?
But when he came home and y'all had the CNN report and, you know, the jail phone calls, that's like the Kwame Mega with Nas shit. You know what I mean? Like, you study, like, yo, who is this nigga? Like, I'm a nigga that study hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just a nigga, regular rap nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was in the basement, rest in peace, with my nigga Fat Shy, and we listened to
God
records from The Gap Band, the CNN, the Dog Pound, to fucking Michelle A. You know what I mean? I remember that Michelle A.
Now, the Dog Pound, DPG, I seen the second song when y'all performed.
Oh,
the second song that y'all gave love to was Nate Dogg.
Oh, yes.
And for me, I looked at the youngins around the crowd, and I noticed a lot of young people didn't know this song.
Right.
But for y'all to come out, and that was y'all second song, y'all gave love to Nate Dogg. How important is that? Because Nate Dogg, if it wasn't for Nate Dogg, in my opinion, we wouldn't have a Future. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a T-Pain. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a... You name them.
Ty Dolla $ign.
Jack Thriller. Ty Dolla $ign. Nah, Jack Thriller, you ain't in that comedy. I'm going to ask you to chill out. But, I'm going to ask you to relax. But
The Weeknd.
How was it working, look, with the original? Because that's the first. Like, he's the first rapper, singer.
Man, we grew up doing robberies and other
things. Wait, Nate was doing robberies
was
too?
Nate was doing that.
What? That's what's up.
Nate was in the military.
Yeah. What?
Man, shout out to Nate Dogg.
Let's make some noise for Nate Dogg. God bless. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. So, go ahead.
He was a gangster.
And he was from Long Beach, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, go ahead. So,
Nate was a rotter.
But he had the hooks, though.
You know, when we was at Death Row, right?
Uh-huh.
We were going to Death Row.
Because y'all brought Nate Dogg with y'all,
no
right?
No matter, man.
They didn't have Nate Dogg.
He was with Dogg.
Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was Snoop, Nate, and G-Dub, Warren G. And
You know, you really have to worry about nothing because Daz and Nate, they always had the heaters.
We the enforcers. You know, we the enforcers.
Yeah, they always had the heaters.
We ain't playing no games.
Singer nigga. So yeah, you couldn't get bodied. Back then, if you got bodied by a singer nigga, it was for real. Okay.
Hey, don't even think about singing.
Wow.
When we was in Oakland, and motherfuckers ain't have me and Daz money, we had Nate with us. So D-Shot picked us up. Said, come on, we gonna go. We went to the East Mount Mall. And Nate,
we did a show in an abandoned mall.
Right. And D-Shot did like you did with me.
I love this story.
You know,
D-Shot did with us what you did with me, because you know Nori dropped me off that nickel.
That's right. That's
in New
right.
York,
that's
like, right. Take care of yourself.
That's
myself.
That's right.
Shit. But that's what D-Shot did. He's like, here, man, take this and take this. So Daz and Nate had the heater, and we had to take the promoter in the back, count this shit.
And wow. We walked him down the stairs, and the lights went off.
And the motherfucker turned the light off. But when somebody leaned on that motherfucker's light.
Down.
And we turned it on, and Nate and Daz was like, nigga! Oh, yeah. So, you know, every time, man, Nate wasn't just a crooner or a singer, man. Nate was G, man. Nate was pulling licks. Nate was a beast.
Yeah, race of peace, Nate Dogg, man. Word of
peace, Nate Dogg. Word of peace, Nate Dogg.
Nah, Jack Thriller, I'm sorry. You do not look like Nate Dogg.
96.
Did Nate Dogg, remember that time we was in New York? Was Nate Dogg with you that time when I had the barbecue and I moved it to the, I had it in the hood. And then I moved it to the crib. Was Nate with you?
Oh, right.
It's RBS and Nate, right?
That's right.
I believe so,
that's
man.
That's right. You remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
me
and yeah,
you,
Nori, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
we got so many
yeah,
stories.
Man. Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, we
for
did
the record,
big,
corrupt,
man.
I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Just
you know that's
that.
A great day.
Daz,
hey,
I love you, man.
That's a great day.
I love you, man. Listen, man, and I love y'all for participating in this crazy shit. Because as you can see, we the most unprofessional professional podcast. Because we're unprofessional because it's about 55 motherfuckers in here that weren't invited. And then it's right. Professional because we're not kicking them out.
Yeah.
We're just telling them just not to talk in the side. Let's make some noise, right?
Hey, but you know what, Nori? I'm going to tell you like this, Cal.
Yes, sir.
What's really
yes, sir.
Crazy
well,
is that it's a lot of people
what?
Who me and Delmar and the homies, me and Daz and all of us, had issues.
I like Delmar.
With,
that's a hard name.
I was about to say,
that was
who's
a hard
Delmar?
Name.
I was
Daz.
That's my
gangster
name.
My bad.
Well, I ain't going to call you Delmar from now on, if that's okay with you.
Wow.
You know what? I want to get to this point. I want to get to this point.
Before you go there, though, I want to say this, Nori.
Go ahead, please.
You know, it's crazy that through the history of hip-hop, because we are historic, all of us being together right now. And the thing is that a lot of the people that me and Delmar had issues with and that all of us had issues with us,
right.
All the people that had issues with us, a lot of them is my best friends right now.
For
real.
Like
life
yourself.
Changes, word. Like,
yourself,
you know what the crazy shit
you know
is? Every time... And anybody ever talk about like the L.A. New York, I'd be like, Daz Corrupt is the closest niggas I got on the West Coast. Like,
oh,
and that's crazy. That's real
oh,
shit right
mama,
there. Like
mama,
all these years. But I want you to finish your story. They always tell
real,
me I cut
know,
people off. Sorry.
Lazy Bone.
Lazy
you
Bone.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
beef?
One of my best friends.
Yeah, yeah. Beef back
records,
in the day.
Records of Death, bro.
Oh, yeah. How can I forget that?
Oh, for
oh,
real.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, for real.
Right. Why? Because
oh,
my
mama. And that's one of my best friends to this day.
Wow.
Man.
Eazy E and Dre was
right,
beefing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I
crazy.
Chopped it with DMX. Me and DMX is
yeah,
homeboys.
No, I heard you see DMX the other day in the airport.
Yeah,
I was drinking.
DMX?
I got the drop on you.
Yeah, I smashed everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
want to
get in that?
I want some of that champagne.
Yeah,
you know, it's just,
I got
it's
you,
cuz.
Can I be an honorary crip today?
Yeah, I'm
going to just keep saying cuz.
I'm going
to dip. The whole episode. I'm going to be an honorary crip.
I'm
going to
dip into the trash can.
Don't ruin that crip.
But you know, it's crazy. Prodigy, that's one of my good
Prodigy.
Friends. You know what I'm saying? And Havoc. It's just crazy.
But that
you
one
know,
they record, though. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, though, it's crazy because, you know, all of these different people who the issues was with are my best friends nowadays. Damn, let me get some
that's
of
right.
that good old-fashioned shine,
that's
that moonshine.
Right.
Give me some of that moonshine, that hooch.
wept.
Yeah, man, they good friends of mine right now to this day, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's right. What's cracking, man. Best friends, actually.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Nori, I always loved you. But you don't feel
like hip-hop always been competition since,
wait, hold on.
Always.
Did you really take a bottle
always,
after?
Tony. That's what hip-hop is. That's what hip-hop is.
Let's make some noise for Drew. Drew held. No, we had three bottles. It's only two now.
They dug you out.
They dug. Oh, I'm about to say, Drew held a third out bunch of gangsters.
I feel like hip hop always been competition always. Since KRS-One,
Busy B,
and before that,
totally. You know what I mean?
Always.
So it's like, all right,
before that, way before that.
You know, you don't never want to see somebody get killed in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You never want to see people get shot or go to violence. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but.
But y'all shot niggas in front of Hot 97. It's true, right? This is true, right?
Who shot somebody?
After us. I think we did the first shootout in front of Hot 97.
Second one.
Y'all
was here. It was a blizzard.
Y'all snitching on each other.
No, it was a blizzard.
First shootout in 97 was
up. I just know it was a blizzard.
Let's make some noise of Capone being doped up. Capone being doped up.
That's
when you mix white with brown. I told you that. Did I not tell that nigga earlier, Daz? Dad, did I not tell that nigga earlier? I told him, that's my brother. I said, stop drinking white with brown. This is what happened.
You never want to see an artist get hit, like, rest in peace.
Hold on.
Look, you never want to see an artist get killed, like, rest in peace to Chinks, rest in peace to Stacks. I'm a fan, you know.
Chill. The Houston talk.
Look, rest in peace.
My man.
Look, rest in peace to Freaky Ty.
Freaky Ty.
A lot of niggas, Big L. A lot of niggas that died from gun violence, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, and being a rapper is a target. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, the hip-hop I came up to was, like, when Tupac did come out with the Machiavelli shit, and then Biggie came with Who Shot Ya on the radio, it was just like, man, like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Even when, like, when 50, like, I look at 50 career, like, Jay-Z dissed him.
Okay.
I'm about a dollar. What the fuck is 50 Cent?
Mm.
And 50 was a crazy nigga, like, love this shit. Yeah.
That's hard.
And
we need this inside story, yo. Keep going.
No, it's hip hop.
It was hip hop, because, you know, he just corrupt.
Right.
Yeah. 50 came disc back with this corrupt.
50
disc
corrupt.
50 ain't disc corrupt.
Never.
Come on, let's talk about it. We don't remember this. Let's go. Let's talk about it.
El Hot or Raw, niggas was hungry. You gotta understand.
El Hot or Raw.
You would ask Young Buck. You would ask you. Look. Listen.
Listen to Corrupt say
you could ask Young Buck.
What's that line you said, Corrupt? What's the line you said?
On Hot or Raw?
No, Corrupt came back and did 50 on the song.
See, the thing
listen,
is...
Listen, when 50 had Hot or Raw...
Wait. But the thing is, see, the West Coast in the West... It's just different than New York.
Right, yes.
We take shit to heart.
Right, yeah.
No, it's not... A hip hop beef.
Right.
It's real.
Right.
When a nigga
so you don't think
gun,
New York takes shit to heart either? We take shit to heart.
I mean, but I'm just saying, it's like you said, it's a competition in New York on certain things.
Yeah, he's right.
I seen motherfucking Jigga and Nas in the same club.
Right.
They just smashed each other and shit. Yeah, they was in the club kicking it like they just came from a baby shower or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
they
do you think it's because of gang culture? You think that is because of gang culture? Like,
no, it's just it's just the house. You know what I'm saying? It's for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just not a hip hop battle.
Right.
When we say fuck you, it's for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When nigga talking shit about you, it's serious because it's like it's going to end in a squabble.
Right.
Bottom line, it's not going to end in just rapping. It's like, cuz, I don't like you.
Right.
I really do not like you, my nigga.
Right.
This is not rap.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking about fuck you, it's very for real. Like, cuz, I want to beat you up.
Are we so glad rap is not like that no more?
Yeah, I'm so glad that shit's over. Yeah. Like, I keep telling my youngsters and everybody, you know. I tell my youngsters.
She's talking about the competitive spirit, though.
I tell my youngsters and I tell all my pupils.
Right.
The 90s is dead.
Right.
Okay.
Facts.
Right. The '90s is dead, but it's dead. Never the artist. It's the entourage.
It's the streets.
That's why Corrupt is right.
It's the entourage.
It's the entourage. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So it's not really the artist.
Well, it depends on what artist it is. But the artist is surrounding themselves with the entourage. It depends on who it is. Everybody's an individual.
Yeah, of course. Right. The artist wants to be tied into the streets.
We all from the streets.
The artist wants to be tied into the streets, and the streets is tied into the artist.
And this street shit, like you talking to a nigga that had beef with Jimmy Hendrix.
Right.
Mom's crib, got shot 22 times, niggas had silencers, niggas shooting my Bentleys. I've been through some real shit in the streets and in the rap shit. Seen it turn real.
Right.
So you gotta understand, at the end of the day, it's a thin line between love and hate, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when you're a rapper, you're a fucking target.
Yeah, it's true.
You're a fucking target. Every day you wake up in the morning, you're a target. You can go to your hood. What happened? What's going on?
Capone died on the podcast.
My nigga had the...
Capone's a target to himself right now.
Capone died.
That's that LA weed. That LA shit got him. I'm telling you about it.
Yo, the mic. I don't hear shit. Mike's is dead.
What happened?
Podcast dead.
Yo, what the fuck? Niggas hit a wire.
Podcast down. This is
in the right amount of time.
Back.
You good, bro?
Mike is not a drunk nigga. Mike's not a drunk nigga. I'm disappointed. We still on?
There we go.
Are we still recording?
Yeah. We loud. My man got it.
Yo, but just to play real quick, devil's advocate, right?
Right.
Devil's advocate.
No, go ahead. Devil's advocate.
Mike's is all fucked up.
I want to hear what you got to say.
You hear me, though?
I want to hear what you got to say.
On devil's advocate shit.
Okay, devil's advocate.
When does the cycle end?
What do you mean when the cycle ends?
The cycle, like when does the artistry... Again, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Look,
because mind you, you saying rappers. Look, I'm a DJ. I'm in the streets, too.
When you a street nigga,
I got the same
street shit happened.
I'm still dealing with the same shit, too, as a DJ, too.
Go ahead.
In the streets.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is, when do we all end the cycle?
End what cycle?
The cycle of whatever. Like when the shit, like when the streets is connected to the music.
Yeah.
And back and forth, like, like obviously, look, like with the Troy Ave situation, like it's continuing,
right?
And maybe it never ends. I'm not saying that we have an answer for it.
You talking from an angle when the cycle ends? All right, like you talking to a nigga that hip hop police used to follow on a day,
right?
Oh yeah, you got a show. You're not doing your show today. Right. Shut down. Curly Top. I don't know. You don't know who Curly Top is.
Curly Top is the top hip hop.
Police, when you come to New York, you see Curly Top, you better run, motherfucker.
Yo, let me tell you something. You better run.
Hey,
listen, one time I seen Curly Top, I tried to touch his shit. He was like, I was like, is that Curl? He's like, yo,
so
like,
you gotta
he wanted to shoot me, my nigga.
You come in. We dudes from the street.
Actually,
right?
I call him right
like, now. You see the Bobby Shmurda situation, right? What they doing, the prosecutor and DA and the feds, they're gonna make an example out of a nigga because he's a young rapper on the come up.
Right.
So they give his man 98 years. And they give his other man 53 years.
Right. Makes no sense.
So other niggas see that and be like, well, we're going to make an example out of him because he's a rapper and all the young kids see him and...
Like O'Malley.
We niggas from the street just trying to come up.
Out of Troy Ave.
You understand what I'm saying? Even the Ave situation. God bless him. I hope he's good. You know what I mean? He got Scott Lamb. You know what I mean? Free Troy Ave. But you know what I'm saying? Situations happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's the streets. You know
now, this is something I wanted to ask a West Coast dude forever. Because right now in New York, we are really... It's really gang banging for real. Like, I mean, it's never going to be like L.A., Not even a little bit good. Not even a little bit. But in our hood now, in New York City, there's actually people who come outside, they wear blue, they hang in the blue section, and now there's people that wear red. And at first, I said to them, I said, y'all niggas is fugazi, right? But then I thought about it. I said, then, you know, hip-hop is everybody's. So, do you feel like gang cultures could be everybody's, or we would never understand it? Like these people.
I call it migrate.
You call it what?
Migrate.
Migrate? It's a big word, Daz. I've only got 7th grade education.
Migrating.
Oh, migrating. Oh, okay. All right. That's when you, it all mixes together. Okay. Is that bugged out to you when you see
a... No, because it looked like this. Because I wrote a script, right? I got a movie.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I would like to be in this movie.
It's called Respect Due, but I call it Colors Too. New York.
In New York. You need me to put this together, Daz. Yeah. This is why we met today.
Well, can I say something to you?
I'm executive producer.
I mean, Colors, you know what I'm saying? If you look at Colors, it started from L.A.
Right.
Now, if you go from Colors to New York, it's a whole nother
thing. Oh, that's a whole thing. Right.
But you got to... I'm cutting this out the podcast because I'm selling that movie.
But this is what I can say. Like, in New York, you got real Bloods and real Crips. You got niggas like Pistol Pete that rode around with bodies in their trunk.
Right.
You got niggas that was cutting niggas on a train on blood shit for initiation.
That's what I said when the murders shit get into it.
I just feel like it's real everywhere you get. But I feel like, look, a nigga from coming from Southside Jamaica to moving to Long Island in the burbs. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold on, we gotta make some noise for you. Moving to the burbs, goddamn it. Come on. Look. Make some noise for nigga. Yo, come on.
It's a fucking difference.
Right.
When I'm in Southside, God, bro, the liquor store closed at 12 o'clock, or maybe I can catch the bootlegger. When I'm in Long Island in the burbs, the liquor store closed at 8, 9 o'clock, nigga. What does that tell you? I can go to Farm Fried, Crown Fried, 4 in the morning. When I'm in the burbs, none of that shit is open for me to catch a heart attack or for something for me to happen to me. It's a difference. So niggas turn into what their environment is. If you got a nigga from Brownsville, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in his family is Crip. What the fuck you think he gonna turn to? You gonna tell me that just because he from New York, he ain't a real Crip or a real Blood?
Right.
Hell no. Because when we go to Rikers Island, nigga,
I wouldn't tell him that.
Rikers Island is the realest shit I seen in my life. That's the realest shit I seen in my life. Like being on a bus. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, look. The first one.
Niggas turn into what the environment is.
Hey, look. The first ones that pushed that line was like Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was on that.
We see the documentary.
And the whole thing is, cause no matter where you, it ain't about where you from, it's where you at, my nigga.
Right.
And you can't take nothing from there. I wouldn't tell near one of them young niggas they ain't what they say they are.
Cause them niggas, you know what? Cause them niggas
I'm not
dying
mad at the New York gang members.
We go to Brownsville.
Yeah, you know what?
We go to Queens. Niggas turn into what their environment is.
My nigga.
Know what I'm saying? If I was still in the hood, what would I be? Locked up, dead, in jail, direct sales.
Too.
Like,
right,
what
right.
would the fuck I be direct, if it wasn't for rap? Check my rap sheet. I got direct sales, bail jumping. I got all kinds of shit. So if it wasn't for 50 and Jesus and niggas.
Let's make some noise for 50 and Jesus, goddamn it. Let's also make noise for Kevon dying.
Let me tell you. After 50 got shot, right? After 50 got shot
nine times, damn, God.
He used to drive from Pennsylvania, PA, in the Poconos with a Mac-10 30-shot clip every single fucking day.
That's like in the movie.
We had no AC. No AC, Plymouth van. Me and him driving from Pennsylvania to New York with the Mac every single day. Now, there's times when we had tour bus full of guns. We could have caught up Bobby Smurda or any one of these cases, but God was on nigga's side, right? And you know, when as you get older, you look at that shit like, damn, niggas was lucky, my nigga.
Break.
Right.
Niggas blessed. Was lucky, my nigga.
Blessed.
Niggas was blessed. Like, niggas went as much, y'all niggas wildin' at that time. Like,
that's very true.
90s hip-hop was different. Like,
man, oh, see, boy. I be watching, like, a lot of the gangster documentaries. Now that Queens shit.
Yeah. We foul niggas in Queens. It's a fact. You know, let's make some noise for us being foul in Queens. You know what? You know, let me tell you something. Queens remind me of LA a lot because, as opposed to, like, you know, like, you know, they always have beef. Y'all in LA, like, as far as artists go, y'all always have, and I can't tell because it was because of y'all crews, because it was gangs.
Neighborhoods.
Yeah, or neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, to me, City. Queens remind me of L.A. It's just like, you know what I mean? Because, like, niggas don't get on. Let me get a bogey.
I think it remind me. Look, hey, you take that.
Nah, I'm going to take your last one.
Go ahead.
Am I gonna take your last bogey? Oh, I'm gonna get next to last bogey.
I think because when you go like Compton and shit, you see grass and houses and shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they kill you right there. They kill you right there.
That's the hood. They got that nice grass. But that's Compton. That's the hood.
I hung out with you, corrupt.
And inside the house is straight shit.
Yeah, I remember I hung out with you, corrupt, and I was going to a Louisiana Fried Chicken every day. And then you came and picked me up, and I went to that Louisiana. He said, nigga, what the fuck are you doing getting out of here? I was like, I was coming here every day. He said, the Mexican will kill you. I had no idea what I was doing. It was a Louisiana Fried Chicken. And you told me, you said, you nigga, you out of line.
I'm like, come on, guys. Time to roll.
You remember
time
that?
To roll, my nigga. It's time
and then,
to roll.
And then I remember
guys.
You brought me to a, it was a Crip block, and I believe a Master Cody block was right up the block. It was A-Tray Gangsta.
I took you to
something.
My neighborhood,
and your neighborhood is right down the block from that.
Right, and then up the Stang on 83rd is where the riots started. A-Tray set that shit off. They did that, cause they put it in.
And that's not Florence hood. In Normandy.
That's
that's where the riot
that's
started.
Yeah.
Motherfucking
yeah. Right.
Make some noise for me being half an LA nigga.
Good job.
I ain't going front. Y'all see, let me tell y'all about the reason why I say that it reminds us of Queens because like, you know, their hoods is similar to like South Jamaica. Right. South Jamaica has houses.
You see houses.
We have houses. Yeah, we have houses, so you might get confused. You might be like, oh, I'm good.
I'm not in the hood.
Yeah, then the niggas behind the tree like this.
Right. Yeah,
what you doing, my nigga?
Right.
Like, what are you doing here?
Now you know my nigga.
And that's the same way they hood is. Like, you drive through and you might be like, damn, I don't see niggas outside. Them niggas is outside. Them niggas just looking at your ass because it's crazy shit. When I brought Corrupt to the Bronx, I had him in the Bronx chilling, and they would watch every car go through. And that shit was crazy to me because we don't watch no car go through.
Every car
that went through, they was like, I'm like, yo, y'all, nah, you can relax. And they like, nah, this is y'all, they trained. To right. Like, but in New York, that's the exact opposite. Yeah, we train to see a nigga walk up.
Because in New York, you can really go anywhere you want.
Right.
You could go to the Bronx. You could go uptown. You could go home.
Yeah, you're right.
In L.A., you can't really
move around like that.
Like, it's block. Nah, you can't go over there.
Hey, look, we were sitting there.
It's different in New York.
Hey.
You can move around anywhere.
And we told Corrupt be good, but Corrupt still was, I said, hit through the 4-5, my nigga.
I'm sitting there with Nori. Nigga sitting on a little brick thing right there, right? And I'm just sitting there with Nori, cars. Just moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, cuz.
Now, you, RBX, all of y'all. It was all of y'all. Cause. Every time a car passed by, y'all all looked. And I started to realize.
You know what I think it is about
LA
New York,
niggas
though?
Look, we didn't have that.
I'm not used to that, man.
Niggas come there, they not used to seeing big ass.
Like, to go to Rocksdale, you got to park and go through Rocksdale.
That's what I'm saying. Projects ain't big. They might have little buildings. It's different than when you come to New York. Nigga, projects might be. Look at left, right.
Yeah,
look at
it's huge.
Woods.
Yeah,
look
exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
Let's make some noise for Tony Yayo. Know what he's talking about.
Come on. One time.
But y'all projects.
I mean, we got.
They don't got projects.
It's Niggas and Gardens.
Niggas and Gardens.
Right.
And everywhere else.
Apartments. It's apartments. Apartments.
We got buildings.
Yeah.
Circle 5, Circle 2. Come on, niggas.
We got what?
I call New York an ant farm. Like, when I go there, it feels crazy. No, that's the way it looks.
People like, in my city,
everything's upstacked.
It's all crips in my city.
Long Beach. I'm not going to lie to you. My first time I went to Long Beach, I never saw red. Like, the whole time, I was in Long Beach for like 2 weeks. I was like, the innocent people don't wear red.
You know what's crazy? Like, in New York, it feel like, oh, look. The word New York,
empty.
New York, it feel like you got more Bloods than Crips.
Blood.
And then when you come to L.A., it feel like it's you
more
got more Crips than Bloods.
But see, and then let me tell you why your movie is right in the zap. Because, see, I never knew that, like, Crips had beef with Crips until I actually got to L.A.
Got beef with Bloods,
and now Bloods got beef with Bloods in New York like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? That's why your movie is like you're very intelligent. Yes. That's hard, man.
Respect
that's hard. Man, I can't thank your brothers enough, man, for just coming through, man, sitting down, kicking
number
it.
Number one podcast.
It's the number one. Yeah, man.
Let's give it up for that. Come on.
time looking like? Real
Howard.
Hey, let's give it up for young Diana Ross right here, man.
Young Diana Ross.
Hey, Diana
Ross.
What's your name, Diana?
So let me ask y'all before we get up out of here, right? Y'all been doing it for so long. How do you maintain your love for this game? Because I ain't gonna lie, when I seen you on Vlad TV, you would look like you was like, you was ready to tell every like, fuck the game. Like I'm not talking about the artist. I'm talking about like the actual game. Do you still have love for the game? Like, is it, maybe that's a better question.
Man, I always got love for the game. You know what I'm saying? I wake up, you know, it's all like, that's what I live off of, man. Publishing checks, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I live off publishing. Every time I turn the radio on, do something, hey, hey there, you know what I'm saying? And I create music and do that, you know what I'm saying? So, it's an everyday thing. My daughter do music. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Pimpin', we gonna need you to chill, Pimpin'.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's pimpin' too.
Okay.
So it's an everyday thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just about having albums in the can.
Right.
I'm a person that'll go do 7 albums.
Now, do y'all got a new album y'all working on?
That's right.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, man.
Dazz and Corrupt, Corrupt and Dazz.
We
finna give him that gangster shit, man. You understand me? You heard a piece of it tonight. With that Raw.
Yeah, well, French Montana, right? Raw, let's announce
French
that on
Montana.
Here. What's the name of that record? That record
that's
is hard.
It's called Damn, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to text y'all on stage. I'm about to make let me do the remix. I was about to text y'all on stage, but I said, let me let my niggas live.
You did that a while ago.
Goddamn, that's the name of it. Goddamn. Might be twisted off of Molly, never know.
Yeah, Chink's on that too.
Oh, God bless. God bless. God bless. Let me pick up Jack Thriller because he keep hitting me, and he's the guy who put this all together today. Happy birthday, Jack Thriller.
Happy birthday, Jack Thriller.
I have to like book y'all to do this shit. Y'all still fuck with me, right?
Yeah, it hurt that your breath is humming.
You still my nigga.
Yo, do you still got love for the game, Tony Yayo? Like
course,
the,
man,
the game. I'm fucking with you, Jack.
I'm a fan of hip hop. Like rest in peace, my man DJ Rough Hands. I remember, you know, when the block get hot, we go to the back blocks. We listen to music. You know, we freestyle from the Gap Band to Anita Baker to the Dog Pound to CNN to fucking Big to Pun. You know what I'm saying? To Fat Joe, to all this music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a nigga, I was around, my right-hand man was a DJ. So, in the 90s, when niggas was going to the Ave, going to Hot Wax and buying...
Fat Beats.
I was a nigga that was going to the Avenue and buying DJ Clue tapes, buying Grandmaster Vic, Dog Time. I was a nigga that was in the party with Freaky Ty and these niggas. 50 started rhyming. Like, so hip hop is just like, I eat, sleep, shit this shit. Like, it's a part of my life.
We wouldn't be here where we are, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. We owe a lot to hip hop. This is real, very true. Look how hip hop made the world small. Like, let's just think about it. We're from two separate coasts, and it's like we know each other. You know what I'm saying? That shit is beautiful. You know what I mean?
For real.
That's for real. That's for real, man.
I mean, for real.
And
selling marijuana. Right. I want to say.
Yo. So, Daz. Let's talk about your. You got a weed company in Seattle.
Yeah.
How do you do this,
man? You know, we get the finest buds, and you know, we stamp that on there. And
right. Because you're a weed connoisseur.
You know what I'm saying? It's legal out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, DPGBuds.com.
DPGBuds.
Yeah.
That's hard.
You bitch.
I like my man Horn Game. Yo, where Twin at? This is how you supposed to be blowing the horn, Twin.
Fuck is Twin at?
You about to lose your job.
Twin, you fired, nigga.
You about to be fired before you hired.
What you got to say?
This is a question I want to ask Dog Pound, Noriega. Have y'all niggas been to Amsterdam?
Of course
I know
I've
y'all
been
all been to Amsterdam.
Been there, of course I've been to Amsterdam.
So when y'all go to Amsterdam, where y'all go? Do y'all go to Greenhouse?
Greenhouse. I go to Green Place as well. That is my favorite place in Amsterdam, Green Place. I don't know if I got a famous picture with me with 3 tons of weed, and that was in Green Place.
Baba's.
And the gray area is also a great place in the gray area.
Shit in there. We go in there and inspect, you know, because they already know when we go.
Because y'all West Coast niggas. Y'all lungs is spoiled.
Yeah.
Y'all lungs. Y'all lungs are spoiled, man. We ain't got spoiled lungs like that in New York.
Smoke the best weed.
Y'all got the best.
Hey, I'm going to be honest, cuz.
Y'all worst weed is good.
Y'all had some motherfucking shit out there in New York called Hydro that was bomb. That shit
it's called Sour
bomb.
Now. It's called Sour now.
That shit.
Hey, that's all we got.
I smoked that shit.
That's all we got.
When I came to L.A., smoked y'all weed and almost set that, what's that hotel in Beverly? I almost set that bitch on fire. Sleeping.
Fucking around with that bomb.
Selling pillows on fire.
Right.
No, but no, now, Corrupt, I got to ask you this direct, because there's a lot of fake moon rocks out there.
It is.
Can you tell the people how to get the real moon rocks, and how do you feel about the fake moon rocks in the building?
I mean, you know, man, when you number one, man.
Capone Frank came with fake moon rocks.
It's just like Nike's, man. You know, when you number one, it's like a genius. Capone is just enjoying himself, man. No, he's in his own zone.
Where's the Jersey niggas at? They're not here? Yeah, fake moon rocks today. I smoked it. I said, man. You know Corrupt coming, right?
Corrupt moon rocks, that's the real deal, man.
You know that's the real deal.
Because your shit come in a bag, right?
Man, you understand? No, it comes in the jar.
The jar. Yeah, see, that's where I had it confused.
Throw that shit in the trash.
This nigga had it in the bag. That's a fact.
Got it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? But we gonna educate him to this game.
Right. Call you. Get it direct.
I mean, get it for real.
Get it for real.
I mean, can you dig it?
Yeah, who wants to sell fake coke?
Come on, man.
I mean, you can get the real.
Played
out.
Or you can get the fake. I tell everybody.
Ain't New York League?
We close.
We're not.
Once y'all get legal,
we almost decriminalized.
The real out there too.
Is your medical?
We'll
never let that happen.
No, baby.
Niggas got the liquid,
but the liquid is that what I got right there.
25 grams.
What? Yeah, you know, look at the liquid did the Capone. You don't want that liquid.
Look what it did to Capone.
I don't even know what he said. What language is that?
Look what it did to Capone.
Yo, listen. It's okay, Capone. Y'all got the best weed in L.A.
Yeah, I got the best weed in
L.A.
I mean, we got the best weed.
Love New York. Come to New York.
California.
But y'all got the best weed.
Yeah, California got the best weed.
I got to admit that.
California got the best weed.
Y'all niggas coming to New York and be mad when y'all want to buy weed. Y'all be mad. Don't front. Don't. You ain't got trip.
I mean, every place
come to New York,
yeah.
You buy weed, you be mad.
Every place
a New York
go,
nigga come to L.A., he's
y'all,
happy.
Y'all love it.
That's
very true. It's very true.
You got options. Bubba cookies. Bubba cookies. You got options out. You just got it on the weed. I give it to y'all.
And you can order your weed online, DBG. What is it?
DPG.com.
You gotta be over 21. Go to the site.
All right. What's the name of the site again?
www.dpgbuds with a Z.
With a Z. And how about the moon rocks?
I mean, the moon rocks, man. You gotta be a part of the club.
Got you.
Cause see, what we do, cuz, on the reels, we supply over 30% to 40% of all the dispensaries
in
California.
That's a lot of money.
See what I'm saying? So our shit is straight legalized. It's a real business.
I calculated that fast.
Yeah,
that's
it's a real
lot of
business.
Only sold in the state of Washington.
Only in the state of Washington. Seattle, Washington, correct?
That's where we're going next. Washington, okay. And then we're going to Oregon, and then we're going to Arizona and Colorado.
No, DC is legal too. I just did a cannabis cup out there.
Yeah, Obama
and
made
BC.
That
small pass
before he jumped out of there.
Shout out to Obama.
So
let me ask y'all a question, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
I like this. Flip it on us, yeah.
How can a nigga have a dispensary? Because this is what I've been studying. You have a dispensary, but the state might clear it, but the feds don't clear it. So you see motherfuckers with dispensary, they got armed guards moving $500,000, $1 million, whatever. I don't understand.
You don't have to worry about that in the state of Washington. You don't got to worry about
Denver,
state versus the feds. But in Washington and Colorado,
they all in cahoots.
Learn something new every day.
You pay taxes on this shit, man.
The sky's the limit in them two places.
Sky's the limit in Washington, Colorado, California.
Sky's the limit.
California state.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't fuck around with the... And, you know, my thing is, see, this is it. See, we supply the dispensaries. They on their own after that, Jack.
Okay. Yo, man, this is so awesome, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. You know, yeah, yo, man. I want to thank you for being a part of this, man.
I'm with the legends. Capone, what's up, Capone?
He died.
Capone,
rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
Capone. Cabone. Rest in peace, Cabone. Yeah. Your dad. Oh,
man. Vegas, man. Vegas. Some got you.
Your
dad,
man. Son, you know, I want to thank you. You know, one time I had said something on the internet, Corrupt didn't like it, and you was the person who called me, and you made sure we straightened that out like the big brother you are. And I wanted to thank you for that because I didn't have Corrupt number. And you know what? I want to apologize, Corrupt, because I didn't mean nothing by it. But if you took it as offense, I want to apologize because you're my brother, man. I want you to always know that.
No, I love you.
I want to give Daz, Daz the props for actually hitting me and saying, man, come on, we get on the phone. And I, and you know what? That's what we need in hip hop. And for you,
right?
From when you did that for me, because that's my homie, and I ain't know I offended him in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
That's grown man shit.
But from that moment on, I had got Troy Ave on the phone with Styles P and made them squash their shit.
Good job.
I had got, you know, Jay-Z on the phone with Fat Joe and squash their shit.
Good
I even
job.
Got Drake on the phone with DMX and squash their shit. But I was inspired from that phone call that you... Yeah, pop my collar. Thank you. I was inspired... from that call, because you know I love Corrupt, and you know how it was, and you knew you had that line on me, and I thought that was some grown man, real. That's real killer shit to me,
that's
right there.
Growing up in hip hop,
right?
You know what I'm saying, so you know,
right.
Brothers.
That was dope, man. That was dope, man. I can't thank you enough, Daz. Yeah, I can't thank you enough, Corrupt.
You know,
me and you,
we've
been friends forever, man. We done barbecued in my crib.
Fuck
I done had you on the block. We done did everything. I remember you made a diss record and you came to New York and I held you down. I said, nigga, you okay? You said, cuz, I ain't supposed to be out here. I said, you with me.
That's when you
okay.
Gave me. That's when you gave
and,
me.
And remember, hey, Rough Riders in the club and everything that night.
That's when you gave me that 40 nickels.
Yeah, I said, Corrupt, you okay? You
now,
know what
all
saying?
The time I was with, all the time I was with Inga,
right?
And we was out there, me and Inga,
mm-hmm.
Nori always came through, and Cormega.
That's right. That's right. We held you down.
But Nori gave me that 40 nickels.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's
yeah,
right. That's right.
40
that's right. It's over 7 years ago,
yeah,
so fans suck my dick. All right.
Yeah, right.
So listen,
right.
They can't come and get me. Maybe I should have said detectives.
This was
I don't want no problems with the fans.
You don't want no problems.
I'm sorry, federal government. I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? But listen. Nigga straightened up real quick. Nigga sobered up mad fast.
Hey,
yo, listen, man.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Oh,
so once
man.
Again, man, we're in Las Vegas, man. You
Vegas!
Know, we know this other podcast that's coming here next week. We know this other podcast is going to do. And they, and you know, we don't even
wow.
know their names. But they said, because they posted a post and they said, it's not about who do it first, it's about who do it better. There's no way they can get better. Better than Tony
nah,
Yayo.
Nah, you lit. You
there's no way they could get better than
DPG.
There's no way they could get better than Drew Hill and a
lit.
Dead Capone. Let's make some noise for that.
Guy.
Yo, we're gonna listen. We're gonna bury him and then wake him up.
That Cali weed, man.
Hey, he said we're gonna bury him and then wake him up.
Yeah, we're gonna wake him up.
He's alive!
I'm
telling you.
Listen, yo, Daz. No, but time out. Daz, can you be my witness?
Yes, sir.
You walked in the club. What's the first thing I said to Capone? I said, stop. What?
Drinking that brown with that white.
That white.
Oh, he
thank
did
you.
That. Oh, he's
listen,
bugging.
He's bugging.
He's tripping.
He's yo. Listen, first off,
no.
If you was in left spot, you could get a pass. You were in Las Vegas. You need to be on point, goddammit. That's the old rumor. That's an old rumor. What happens in Vegas is coming to 41st side. It's coming to 41st side.
That's an old rumor.
It's coming to 41st side. On Vernon Boulevard.
That's an old rumor.
Yeah, it's an old rumor. It's an old rumor. Once again, man, I can't thank you guys enough, man. This is real hip hop. We don't cater to. I'm not a journalist. I don't Google nobody. I don't do that. I sit down and have real talk. And me and my partner EFN, man, I'm sorry. I stole your mic today.
We lost the mic tonight.
Yeah, we lost the mic, you
mic
know what I'm saying?
Down, mic
and
down.
Guess what? This is one of my favorite episodes. This has been off
it's
out of control.
Yeah,
I was telling people to shush the whole time, like I was in a movie theater, because they say black people talk in the movie theater. And guess what? Black people talk during the podcast. We just realized that. And guess what, man? We're having fun. Little Pimpin?
Yes.
I just upgraded you to Big Pimpin.
Yeah.
You are now Big Pimpin.
Big Pimpin!
happen.
And I love West Coast niggas, man. I'm gonna be honest. We're gonna go do a whole West Coast. Man, I also got to shout out Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop was in the studio with Swiss. They both hit me up on and said, "Man, we love what you're doing your thing on the podcast because this is for hip hop." You know what I'm saying?
Weed with Snoop. And okay. I started feeling spiders in my body. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you about this West Coast weed.
I'm gonna end it with this. One time Snoop was in New York, right? And he came. I filmed it. This is for the What documentary exhibit. And you know, I brought all my, you know, my niggas wear Yankee outfits, which is blue. So they, in their mind, they were Crip. You know what I'm saying? So so we went to go see Snoop. And Snoop just keep passing us blunts, keep passing us blunts. So my gangster niggas is disappointed in me. They're like, "Why y'all not smoking as much as Snoop and I'm smoking?" So we sitting there like, and I'm filming, and I'm like, "Damn, I got tired. I feel like I ran a marathon, right?" So Snoop, my niggas was disappointed. They was like, "Y'all let Snoop smoke y'all out in New York." So mind you, right now Snoop hit me. He's doing a man show. It's in Bishop Don Juan crib. Who remembers this? Somebody said, "Yeah." All right, fuck y'all. Well, because it's not too many witnesses when we smoke Snoop back out. So we go to Bishop Don Juan crib, and I buy a pound just for that. And I stay, and then Snoop said, "I'm good. I smoked enough." And I was like, "I won back. It's 1-1. It's 1-1. But yeah, Snoop, listen, let me. This is when I knew this nigga's an OG. He was staying on like the 17th floor, right? We hit the 10th floor, and the smoke alarm was on the 10th floor. You smelled the weed from the 10th floor, and we walked in, and the hotel was just like, "It's Snoop, nigga." Like, it was like, "That's all."
Oh, yeah.
That's all. They didn't even complain. So, yo, man, again, I can't thank y'all enough. Capone, rest in peace. We're gonna bring you back to life, baby. But, yo, Dog Pound Gangsters, man, Daz and Corrupt, man. Yo, Daz, you know, I look at your discography. And it's one thing that I can ask for you. I need, before everything is all over, I'm gonna do one more album, man. And then that last album, I need a Daz beat, man. You know what I'm saying? I need a Daz beat, man. I don't wanna do that bullshit. Send me an email. I don't want to do that. I'm flying to you wherever you at. We're going to sit down. We're going to smoke. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Corrupt, man. You know I love you, man. I love all y'all, man. Yo, Tony, yeah, yo, man. Thank you for participating in this thing, man. You know, we needed a G-Unit. These people is starving for G-Unit and Death Row stories. And I never in a million years would I think I could get both of them together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really appreciative. And the thing you know about this is, you know, these fans, they go out and they buy these albums again and they reminisce and this is such a beautiful thing because this ain't no journalist running this shit. This is the inmates running the building. Right. You know what I mean? This is a dude getting out the bing and being a warden. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make some noise for me and EFN. It's 4:40 in the morning. Man, yo, man, I gotta thank you, Jack Thriller. I've been thanking everybody else. I gotta thank you, Jack, man, for participating, being what you gotta do, and letting me gas you to start your own podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you a funny dude, and I think you should start your own podcast and do your own podcast. Yeah. And we just so proud to be here, man. We're gonna keep getting drunk. We're gonna keep smoking.
Yeah. But,
I ain't saying we gotta go home, but we're gonna get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
All right, one love. Yo, I ain't gonna front. This is the worst piss I've had to take in my whole life.
Oh, you going first now?
Go first.